Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship in the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our expository study of the Gospel of Luke. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com. Or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the Gospel of Luke. This is part one of two. Our current events update. Gotta be a little louder. All right, we talk a lot about the satanic news media, and I'm going to keep talking about it until people get it. And it's not necessarily anybody in this room, but I hear from people all the time. Now, the reason I call it satanic is because Satan is the father of liars. Now, there have been some bad teaching in a lot of churches, and a lot of bad teaching, a lot of bad things quoted by Christians all the time. How many of you hear people say, we're all the children of God? How many hear that? Hear that? It's a lie. The Bible says you're not a child of God unless you're born again. And if you're not born again, you reject the gospel, you are a child of the devil. Now, that's not a popular thing to say, but it's true. And we are told that Jesus said that to the people who were rejecting him while he was on earth. He said, ye are of your father, the devil. That's just what, it's just a Bible truth. And it's so amazing, I hear Christians saying all the time, well, we're all children of God. Well, that's not Bible. And the news media serve their father. And I say that, and I always get it, and I always have to say this. People say, well, there are exceptions. Yes, and exceptions prove the rule. The rule is that our news media is not just, there's two things that have happened. The people who wanted to become journalists and go into the news, they were a bunch of lost people who have no sense of eternity, and they are making, as I believe Ruckman used to say, they're making the world a better place to go to hell in. That's their intent. But the reality is they're ruining the planet. But then they also, it's difficult for a conservative, especially a Bible-believing Christian, to get a job at ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, etc. Because when you go into the interview room and they look at your record, they look at where you went to school, they look at the things you're involved in. If you're in a local church, they go to your social media and they go to your church's social media. I'm here to tell you, if anybody in Bible Believers Fellowship has openly talked about being a member of this church and you try to get a job at one of those places, you will not be hired. They will come to our websites, our social media, and they will see that we preach the truth on the things that they love, like killing babies, sodomite marriage, socialism, gun control, you name it. And it's just amazing the blindness of Americans about their own news media. And they say, now, a lot of liberals know it, and they're liars, so they pretend that they don't know it. But they know it. Christ rejectors are not children of God. Now, we look at them, and the first thing we want to do is preach the gospel. But if they persist in unbelief and wickedness, they're under the wrath of God. Amen. They are enemies of God. Amen. And not His children. And liberals, by definition, reject Jesus Christ. And we've gone over that a couple of times in the past years. Liberals, by definition, do not believe this book is infallible. By definition, you say politics, it doesn't matter. Whether it's a liberal in politics or religion, they reject any authority. Yep. The Constitution is no authority, and that's why they're trying to put Supreme Court justices on that'll just make up crap. Yep. And in churches, they have destroyed whole denominations by teaching that the Bible is not infallible. And that then leads to rejection of the biblical Jesus. So you turn on the History Channel, you turn on A&E, you turn on PBS, you turn on any of these networks, like HBO and some of them do specials on the quote-unquote historical Jesus. And they will teach you to disbelieve the Bible. They will tell you that Jesus was just a man, and he was not God in flesh, that he wasn't born of a virgin. And they actually try to teach you that after he died, he didn't really rise from the dead. And after he died, Christians, the early church, deified him. Yep. And they say they made him into a god. That's liberalism. Yep. The whole verse says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, all liberal agenda. Yep. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth. No absolute truth. Yep. That's liberalism and that's Satan. Yep. Because there is no truth in him, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yep, right. All right. Now, that describes liberals. Yep. And this, what I'm about to show you, demonstrates their lies. Chris Wallace at the debate. Yep. Just one example. I could spend several weeks just demonstrating, but I just want to give you one that happened this past week. Chris Wallace and Joe Biden repeat the Charlottesville, quote, very fine people hoax at presidential debate. How many of you heard that Donald Trump said that neo-Nazis and white supremacists and KKK are, quote, very fine people? Every person who tells you that, you know they're getting their information from the liars in the news media. And these people know they're lying. They're not stupid. I'm talking about the news media. Some of our loved ones will repeat that garbage because they still haven't accepted the reality that they're being lied to. But Chris Wallace knows better. And this is going to demonstrate that. It's called the Very Fine People Myth. And they're showing you some of the headlines that have been seen just this week. But listen closely.
Everybody has heard the media accuse President Trump of creating a moral equivalency between neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and their counter-protesters after remarks he made during a press conference in 2017 following a tragic protest in Charlottesville. But did that really happen? Or is it just a glaring example of media spin? Here's the line that the media has cited for years.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
It certainly sounds bad when that's all you know about the president's remarks. But the press conference transcript tells a completely different story. The media never reports that the president immediately clarified his statement.
And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis or the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists.
But here's the real question. Why did he need to clarify at all? President Trump said several times prior to the oft-reported statement that he condemned neo-Nazis, white supremacists, as well as the violent alt-left protesters. When he said that there were good people on both sides, he clearly meant those who were for the removal of the statue and those who were against it, not those like the neo-Nazis and alt-left who came to commit violence. It was actually the reporters who forced the narrative on the president's words. The proof of this is that the reporters asked the president if he was putting alt-left and white supremacists on a moral plane before he made the now infamous statement. Fake news is a real phenomenon. You can't trust the mainstream media.
Now, that is just one example of the many times that people have, just this week, people in the media lie. And they just keep lying and lying. And I just, all I can say is the Bible says that at the time of the rapture, think about this, there'll be nobody on earth that's a Christian. And what remains, the Bible says, will be handed over to a strong delusion. And that, sadly, though, the strong delusion already setting in includes a lot of Christians.
This is why here. So basically, he was saying there were five people on both sides of the protest, and then there were also the evil Nazis.
I want to make it clear, he wasn't talking about the protests at all. He was talking about the debate over taking the statues down. And they take it out of context and act like he was talking about the people with the white tiki lamps, you know, marching and chanting anti-Jew stuff. And it's just so insane because his son-in-law is a Jew. The Jews, Israel loves Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu loves Trump. The idea he's a neo-Nazi or whatever, anybody with a brain knows that's a lie. So when anybody says that, they're either stupid or a liar. That's your only two choices. And bottom line is you can't trust liberals. I love you enough to tell you this. That if you trust, I'm not just talking about news media, I mean anywhere, anytime. You trust the liberal, you are putting yourself in jeopardy. Here's another example. I want to clarify before you watch it. This is the Senate hearing for the same judge that's about to go through hearings to be on the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. Al Franken, who has been had to resign from the Senate, but he was on that Senate committee that grilled her. Now, folks, I want to tell you, listen closely. You're about to see. What you're about to see is putting you where the Jews were in Nazi Germany under Hitler. You as Christians, what you're about to see puts you in their shoes, and it's going to get worse until the rapture. Yeah. Listen close.
Professor Barrett, on the financial disclosure report that you submitted to this committee, you listed two payments of $2,100 each from the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF. ADF, for those who are not familiar with it, is a far-right group that files cases and lobbies for policies that ADF characterizes as defending religious liberty. But when you actually take a look at ADF's work, it's clear that the group's real purpose is to advance an extreme version or vision of society. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, describes ADF as a group that has, quote, supported the recriminalization of homosexuality in the United States and criminalization abroad. Criminalization of homosexuality. Has defended state-sanctioned sterilization of transgender people abroad. Has linked homosexuality to pedophilia and claims that a homosexual agenda will destroy Christianity and society. In addition to the lawsuits it files, ADF also runs a training program for law students and young attorneys who share its views. Professor Barrett, if my understanding is correct, the payments you received from ADF were connected to presentations you delivered at ADF's training seminars. Is that right?
Yes, I gave a one-hour presentation on constitutional law.
Mm-hmm. And you delivered these presentations to law students participating in the Blackstone Legal Fellowship Program. Blackstone is an ADF program. Were you aware of that when you accepted their invitation to speak?
I actually wasn't aware until I received the honorarium and saw the ADF on the check, or maybe when I saw an email and saw the signature line. But yes, ADF is the organization that sponsors the
Blackstone. You weren't aware of it.
Senator Franken, I can't remember exactly when I became aware of it. I was aware of the Blackstone program for some time.
But you were not aware when you
when
the gig.
By the time I spoke, I was aware. I can't remember exactly when I was aware. But
are you? Is it your habit of accepting money from organizations without first learning what they do?
Senator, I'm invited to give a lot of talks as a law professor, and it is not, I don't know what all of ADF's policy positions are, and it has never been my practice to investigate all of the policy positions of a group that invites me to speak.
So if you got, let's say in the 70s, I did lectures.
Listen.
And say Pol Pot and asked me to speak. But I didn't, like, check it out. Do you think that would have been good judgment?
He just put evangelicals in the same group as Pol Pot. He's a murderer. Communist in what country was it? In Cambodia, yeah. Killed millions of people. It's not just being an evangelical. Remember I told you, any evangelical has no hope of ever being on the Supreme Court because they're bigots. They hate you. Not only that, you can't even talk to them. Amy Coney Barrett is a Roman Catholic who, because she talked to a group of evangelicals, was the case made by the liberals to keep her off the Supreme Court. Did you recognize who it was she talked to? No, who was she talking to that he was challenging her about? Did you listen? Who said it?
ATF.
Not ATF, it's ADF. It's right there on the back wall by the door. It's a legal ministry supporting and defending churches and Christians. We support them. It's on your wall. And Al Franken is saying anybody affiliated with them is the equivalent of a murderer named Pol Pot. Listen, folks, I'm telling you, these people, when they accuse you of being a bigot, it's because they are bigots.
Yeah.
And they hate the Bible. Unless it's taught the way they want to teach it, which is a man-made book with errors and all that. Anybody who believes this book is the Word of God, anybody who believes in the biblical Jesus, they hate the Bible, they hate the real Jesus, and they hate you if you stand with the book and the Savior. That's the reality. And I don't care who hoots and howls about it. Anybody argues with this is just stupid. Liberals are communists. The only reason they're not killing you is because they can't. The only reason they're not rounding you up and putting you in camps right now is because they can't. Why? Because I shoot back.
Praise the Lord.
You come after my family, you're going to be shot at.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's why they want to take your guns. That's why the liberal candidate, Joe Biden, wants to take your guns. He cannot take you and your family until he disarms you. And it's amazing to me to see more and more Christians, professing Christians, just falling into this trap that Satan has set. And I can only urge you, until the rapture, stand. Stand. Don't fall in the trap. Stand. And if they kill you, so what? You go to heaven. I love that song. I can't remember who sings it, but it's Don't Threaten Me with Heaven.
Yeah, glory to God.
You put a gun to my head. No, I don't want to be shot in the head. But you're not going to threaten me with it, because the moment that bullet goes through, I go up. Now, a lot of what we talk about in our current events update is related to what we're going to study this morning, and that is ignorance. And ignorance is a self-inflicted wound. If you're ignorant, especially if you've got a King James Bible in your possession, especially if you can access the studies put up by this ministry online, especially if you can make it here and be a part of these studies. Ignorance is willful. And it's amazing, as we see, we get closer to the end, there's more and more willful ignorance. And we're going to talk about how amazing it is to understand the title, Unto You It Is Given to Know. As we covered the parable of the sower last week, verses 8 through 15, our previous study, I mentioned that we were going to come back to verse 10 because I just didn't have time to really hash this thing out the way I wanted to, but we needed to get the whole teaching of the parable. So we're going to start there, or just read one verse. And if you studied with us last week, this will all be really fresh to you, open in your mind. If not, then you'll just have to follow along closer. But verse 10, read that with me. And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. God's people say amen.
Amen.
So there's first words there, and he said, unto you it is given to know. And two or three weeks ago, we talked about the phrase certain women. That kind of just gets passed over, and how amazing those words are. Unto you it is given to know. So the problem is that too many of us, and there's been times in my life I've done the same thing, we take God's word for granted.
Yeah.
And we're spoiled here in America. You know, as I just rattled off all the ways you can get the Bible and get good teaching free of charge. And now there's a lot of bad teaching out there too. Any Bible that's not King James in English isn't worth your time or your money. But there are King James Bibles everywhere. And our teaching, and there are thousands of preachers around the world who are like-minded and like faith with us, who put their teaching out or at least have a local church where people can go. And yet, it's not being taken advantage of. It's being ignored. And as a matter of fact, more and more people, even amongst our group over the years, embrace the world and embrace the lies.
Yep.
It only takes one thing for you to do that, to get out of the book.
Yep.
You get out of the book, you're always going to be going in some direction.
Yep.
And if you're not in the book, you're going in the wrong direction. Period.
Amen.
So we shouldn't take God's word for granted. That's another thing about history. I don't want to hear you say, I don't like history. I'm not asking whether you like it or not. I don't really like a lot of the foods I eat sometimes, but you need your fruits and your vegetables. You need to take a vitamin. You know, there's been times where I was really sick, and they'd give me this medicine, and it'd be like, bleh. Oh, and as a kid, I'd be, I don't want to take it. I don't want to take it. Mom, you know, somehow get it down. She never did use a spoonful of sugar. I always, you know, thought, well, there's just even a song about it. Why not try it, Mom? I don't think that really is a good idea. But anyway, I take that stuff, and then within 15, 20 minutes sometimes, I'm feeling better. Hey, Mom, can I go outside now? She says, you're not well. You're on meds. Sit down. Lay down. Give it a couple days and maybe. But I felt really good. But the medicine didn't taste good. That's what a mature, intelligent adult wants, the truth.
Amen.
And sometimes it may not taste real good going down.
Yeah.
But that's what a mature saint wants, the truth. Well, imagine not knowing what we know from the Bible. Most of you either have your Bible open or you're reading off somebody next to you or you got the phone open to the Bible, whatever the case may be. Have you ever imagined what your own mind would be like, your own condition would be like if you didn't have that? There's a period of time in history, which we were talking about history again, and I left my thought there, but I'm coming back to it now. History, people don't like it, you are doing yourself a disservice.
Amen.
The great preachers throughout history would always said there's two things. The reason Bible college is a waste of money today, they got away from the two main things you're supposed to teach. That's Bible and history.
Yeah. Amen.
Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, Centeniana said, or whatever his name was. Centeniana. What is his name? Centenia? He's credited with it. There was this time in history called the Dark Ages. Haven't you heard of the Dark Ages?
Amen.
Now, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but most people, when I ask why was it called the Dark Ages, they have no idea. Why was it Dark Ages? Well, because the light bulb hadn't been invented yet. That's not why. Why was it the Dark Ages? Well, because they didn't, you know, whatever the answer is, that is given is off, because the Dark Ages were dark for one reason. This was not in your possession.
Amen.
Only churches, and almost all of them under Rome, had a Bible. It was normally a Latin Bible that you couldn't read if you were allowed to have it.
Amen.
And they would have it chained to the front of their temple. I don't even want to call them church buildings. And you could only come in and read the chained Bible if you knew Latin and if you had permission. And there's stories, accounts of where people who knew Latin would go in to read, and there'd be some devil-possessed monk standing there with a stick. And you had a certain amount of time, and when that time was up, if you didn't walk away from the Bible, he'd beat you. There are people like John Wycliffe and William Tyndale and many, many others that whose names we don't even know, who were murdered for just trying to get the Bible to the people.
Right.
Murdered for just distributing Bibles. In the last 100 years, those where you want liberalism, you don't know history. That's why you don't believe me when I tell you liberals are communists. And if you knew history, you'd understand that communists do exactly what is under what produced the Dark Ages. And they burn all your Bibles. They burn down your churches unless they can turn them into something like the Russian Orthodox Church, which is an arm of the state. And they either kill or imprison the Christians. They're doing that to this day in communist China right now. Christians are taken off into camps, just like the Holocaust, the concentration camps. And you think, well, that couldn't be happening because I don't see it on the news. Exactly. You are not going to see it on the news. It doesn't fit their agenda, their narrative. They keep basically saying, well, we believe in socialism. Well, okay, go down to Venezuela and look at socialism. But they always say, well, they just didn't do it right. That's basically their message. Folks, it doesn't matter. Socialism is Antichrist. Communism is Antichrist. Both, anywhere it's tried, results in persecution of Christians. That's what you're going to learn in history. And that's what the Dark Ages are all about. And that's what the darkest periods. You go to anywhere in Africa, anywhere in Eastern Europe, anywhere in South America, where there's poverty, where there's still slavery, folks. You don't know that because they only talk about the sex slave trade and things in America. There's slavery all around the world. And it's always in places where the Bible is not allowed to openly be possessed, owned, preached, etc. So, if you want America to go to hell in a handbasket, keep electing liberals, keep letting the liberals control our schools, keep letting the liberals control all the media, and keep allowing liberals to change our churches. That's what's going to happen. Without the Bible, we would know nothing for certain. Think about that. That's a statement of fact. Without the Bible, we wouldn't know anything for certain. It's because of the Bible we know anything. And 1 John 5:13, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life.